is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Why don't we just wait for a meteor? Hey, look, Bert, we're sure you do fine work. We're sure you do expensive work, but we're waiting for another estimate.
You're seeing another contractor? So, you've just been toying with me. Goodbye.
You're so sensitive. Get out.
Tony, that's the third guy you've driven off. The second one you've wounded emotionally. I know what you're doing, but no, we are not hiring your high school baseball coach to do house construction.
Oh, come on, Angela. Coach Gibson, man, he taught shop for 30 years. He knows his stuff. He's still got most of his fingers.
But now, all right, suppose I do hire him, hmm? Then he wants more time, more money, more materials. How do you say no to a friend who works for you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I have a raise?
No.
You see how easy that was? Like that? Come on. All right, Angel. Okay, fine. You win. Hey, look what the wind blew in. Coach Gibson.
Boy, Tony.
Huh? Oh, you bet your life, Coach. I've been getting regular exercise. I'm eating good. And I'm staying away from women on the night.
It's a lady present.
Yes, I'm sorry, Coach. Angela Bauer, I want you to meet Coach Ralph Gibson.
Ma'am, everyone calls me Coach.
Well, hello, Coach. You can call me Angela.
No, ma'am. I'd rather keep it employee here. Now, where would you like your skylight?
Well, up. Uh-huh. Employee. The guy's a workaholic. Shoo-wee!
I think it should be 2.5 by 4. Reseal the roof, redo the mastic, corner bead the wet walls, and mud and tape the works.
Oh, Angela, did you get all that?
No.
Me either.
He's good.
The whole job?
Yeah.
$9.50.
Angela? $50 cheaper than another guy. $50. $50 is a lot of money, Angela.
I made a mistake. I added wrong. It's $1,050.
What's $50? It's chump change, Angela. Chump change.
Look, ma'am, you shouldn't give me the job because I'm Tony's friend. You should give the job to a man who will do an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
An honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Angela, this man is a throwback to the America of yesteryear, Angela. Remember Sandlot baseball? You remember when ice cream cones were still a nickel? Remember taking your best girl for a stroll to the park on a Sunday afternoon?
Tony.
No. You're not hiring a man here, Angela. You're reaffirming our country's values. An investment in Ralph is an investment in America. Oh, beautiful.
Tony! If I hire him, will you shut up?
When can you start?
Right away, huh? Oh. I'm sorry. All right.
Right away, ma'am. Just show me exactly where you want it.
Terrific. Right. I want it right here.
Hi there.
Hello, ma'am.
You know, Ralph, I was thinking about having some lunch. Interested?
Holy Toledo.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. My watch stopped. It must be way past lunchtime.
Care for an apple?
No, thanks, ma'am. I brought a sandwich.
Oh, good. It's so nice to have lunch with someone and to share the little happenings of the morning. So, why don't you get off your can and come over and join me?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Hello, hop, 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 hop. Lunchtime workout. Come on, let's hit the field.
Hey, Tony, I'm working.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, coach, check this out. Watch, he's here. Pop fly. I'm gonna go
and get that.
No, I'll get it, Tony. I have to go and get my thermos. Ma'am?
Marshall? So, Tony, tell me about Ralph.
I say, he's a widower, you know, a big family man, you know. He carries a picture of his grandson every place he goes.
Why? What does he do for fun?
I don't know. He loves baseball. Mm-hmm. Big opera fan.
Opera, huh? Hmm.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 what?
Mona likes Coach. What, you think he's cute?
Oh, now listen, you swear you won't tell anyone. He won't even give me a look. Me!
Well, I swear I won't say a word, okay? Hey, Coach. Thanks, pal. Thanks. Hey, by the way, doesn't Mona look lovely today?
Yeah, sure. So, Tony, what do you think of my hold?
It's perfect, Coach. It's looking good. It's looking good. Well, I broke the ice. The rest is up to you. See you later.
Oh, sorry. Was I humming the Toreador song from Bizet's Carmen?
Yes, you were.
Well, you know how it is when you get an aria stuck in your head. Hey.
Hi.
Oh, my darling.
Give it up, Grandma. I'm broke.
Where have you children been? I just missed you so much. Oh.
We got that tape you wanted, A Night at Chippendales.
No. What I wanted was a night with Chip and Dale. Those frisky little chipmunks are such a stitch.
No, it's written down right here, Mona.
You can't read my handwriting.
I wrote it.
Drop it, sister.
Ralph,
this is Samantha, Tony's daughter.
Hi.
And this is my joy, my life, my little grandson, mwah, Jonathan Bauer.
All right, here's a five.
It's nice to meet you, kids.
Jonathan, when are your new school pictures coming out? My old one is just about worn clean through.
Well, don't press so hard when you blacken the teeth.
What a funny bunny. Oh. All right now, you children better skedaddle along, and Nana will take you for a picnic later.
Okay, Nana.
Aren't they a delight? Call me corny, but family is the cornerstone of this nation.
I agree, ma'am. I hope you don't think I'm too forward for saying this, but I think you're neat.
It's been years since a man talked to me like that.
Well, we seem to have a lot in common. So if you're free tonight, would you like to have dinner?
Oh, this is so unexpected, but okay.
I am not going to say that your ace contractor / friend is an hour late and there is a gaping hole in my ceiling.
You know, Angela, that's what's wrong with you. You think the worst about everybody. What if the guy's pinned under his truck in some ditch somewhere screaming, "I must live to finish Angela's skylight"?
He couldn't pick up a phone.
Coach, he's alive! How are you, Coach?
Sorry I'm late, ma'am.
Hey, I wonder what put the smile on his face.
Hiya, Mona.
Hi. Angela.
Yeah.
I took your necklace.
Oh, Mother, I was going to wear that tonight.
It looks better on me.
Tony, I got to thank you for introducing me to Miss Mona. And ma'am, may I tell you, how sweet and special your mother is. I made a gift for her.
Look at these here. Candlesticks, huh, with an M and an R.
Yeah, from Mona Robinson.
Oh, gee, thanks, Angela. For a second, I thought he was dating Martha Ray.
I'm going to ask her out again tonight. I was wondering, what's her favorite restaurant? And I was thinking afterwards, maybe I would take her dancing. You think it's
all
a
right,
good
whoa,
idea?
Whoa, coach, slow down here. Hey, just remember the three things you told me when I used to get up to bat, huh? Relax. Yeah. Keep your eye on the ball.
And wear your cup.
Well, with Mona, that's a thought, you know what I'm saying?
Wish me luck.
I'll get him, coach. Keep your eye on the ball.
Hi, Mona. I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, fire away.
I was wondering if you...
Oh, hi, Nana.
Hey, hit the bricks, kid. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Boy, Nana come, Nana go.
You know, Mona, I had a wonderful time last night.
Hmm?
So I was wondering if tonight...
Shouldn't you be getting back to work over there? In the kitchen?
Okay.
Hi, Charles.
Oh, boy, is it good to see you, Mona.
Oh, thank you.
I made you...
Okay, everything set, coach?
Oh, now I can get zipping along with that skylight.
I can't,
What?
She just went out on a date with another guy. I can't work under the same roof with that woman. Goodbye, ma'am.
Wait, coach, what guy? What roof?
Is this place a dump? Tony, you should talk to Ralph.
Oh, I should talk to Ralph? Mm. I should talk to Ralph, huh? I should talk to you, Mona.
What about?
Ralph! Cool.
I think he wants you to follow.
I think you're right.
What exactly did you and Coach do last night?
We went to dinner, we went to a movie, and we had a nice time.
Just as I thought, a nice time.
What are you talking about?
Let me spell it out for you, Mona. You meet Coach. He doesn't notice you, so he becomes a challenge. You set your trap, you catch him, then you have your nice time, and then boom, you're on to your next unsuspecting innocent male.
You're right. I'm dirt. I'm scum. Book me.
This is not funny. He saw you go out with that other guy.
Oh. Look, Tony, I'm sorry Ralph saw that, but I didn't do anything different than I usually do.
Well, that's exactly my point, Mona. I mean, you look at men like playthings, like objects. Well, I got a news flash for you, Missy. Men are people, too. I mean, we got minds and hearts and souls. If you prick us, do we not bleed?
Oh, please.
Oh, sure. The way you cavort from man to man to man to man. Man!
Hey! Who died and made you dean of girls?
Oh, yeah? You know what you are? You know what you are, Mona? You're irresponsible and superficial.
Oh? Well, you are pompous and supercilious.
Dad, ready to go to the library?
You bet I am. You gotta look up supercilious.
And then he called me superficial. Me! Can you believe that?
Well, Mother,
you... I mean, what is wrong with the way I live? Stopping to smell the roses? Going from flower to flower to flower to flower?
Oh, Miss
nobody understands.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like that Bob Dylan song. I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
I thought the bird sang that.
Yeah, but Bob Dylan wrote.
What do you know?
Your adolescence was nipped in the bud. You married young. You had to give up a lot.
I know that. I was there. But it was what I wanted. But that was then, and this is now. And now I enjoy being free, and I can date or not date whoever I want.
Mother, nobody is putting you on trial.
Oh, well, tell that to D.A. Maselli. I mean, yelling at me and calling me names. What I do is not wrong. Absolutely not.
It's just...
What?
Well, you just tend to go through men so fast. You know, they get hurt and you don't get a chance to know them. And you could be missing out on the greatest guy of your life.
Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Mona.
Come in.
I was surprised you called.
Why? I wanted the chance to get to know you better. And to talk.
I like to talk.
What beautiful flowers.
They're not as beautiful as you are.
Oh, you sly devil, you. Oh, but enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Sure. I think you're wonderful.
Ralph, tell me about yourself. I mean, what do you want out of life?
Well, my needs are pretty simple. I like a new truck. And a clock radio. And a wife.
Ralph.
And a jigsaw.
We need to talk.
Coach!
Hi, Tony.
You're back, guys. Yeah. Is everything okay?
Everything couldn't be better, Tony. Mara invited me over and we had a terrific time.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me about it.
I just did. Now get out of here. I'm working.
But Coach, I really want to know about this, Coach.
Hey. Looking good, Ralph.
Thank you, Mom.
Excuse me, Coach. Hi.
Hi.
So, how you doing?
Fine. I invited Ralph over so I could get to know him better.
Great, huh? And what'd you think, huh?
I don't like him.
Come again?
Well, we talked and we agreed. We're not right for each other. See, Tony, he wants a traditional woman. And a jigsaw. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I am not the traditional type.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, and you don't approve, huh?
Well...
Look, there's just one thing I want you to know. Contrary to popular opinion, I do not look at all men as playthings. Quite a lot of them, but not all. And there is one man who is... Well, he used to be my very good friend.
What is... Does that mean you take back Supercilious?
If you take back Superficial.
Super.
Oh, no. My gosh. For what it's worth, in the future, I promise I'll be a whole lot more careful with who I flirt with.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're a good woman, Miss Mona.
Well, not that good.
Well, hello.
Hold it. You're not deep or easily scarred emotionally, are you?
Nope.
Hi.